Beyond the Beauty is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Bobby Brown. Who What Wear started as a newsletter, one of the early digital content sites. Everyone knew it, and it morphed into a brand that made incredible clothes at Target. And from there, all of a sudden on the shelves, Verst, this amazing skincare line, started popping up. And who was behind it? Catherine Power. Last year, she launched a wine brand with Cameron Diaz. And now, I'm so excited. She's starting a new makeup line. It's called Merit. I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Here is my conversation with Catherine Power. Hey, Catherine, nice to see you.
Hi, Bobby. So good to see you too. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so congratulations. Your new brand is called Merit. Another cool brand. Epic.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, this is probably my most personal brand. And I've been working on it for over 4 years. I think that's why it took so long. I'm just so involved in every single little detail because I truly created it for myself. I mean, just like I did with Who What Wear so many years ago, you know, I just saw sort of a personal need, and I'm sure you did too. You know, just as I'm a grown woman now, and I'm used to buying certain brands and have been for, you know, decades. And when I started to want, you know, cleaner products from luxury brands, I just wasn't satisfied with, you know, the colors and the formulations. And I think more importantly, I didn't find a brand that I truly connected to emotionally, you know. And I didn't feel the same way I felt when I would buy a, you know, a lipstick from one of my favorite legacy brands many years ago. You know, you walk out of the store and you have this great feeling and you feel like you're part of a story, you're part of a lifestyle, you're part of a brand. And really saw, you know, an opportunity to sort of reimagine luxury beauty by making it, you know, clean and really well edited and accessible. So we're priced about 30% below traditional luxury brands.
Okay. Could you explain where you got the name from?
The name Merit really came from this idea of wanting to bring true value. You know, there are so many new makeup brands coming out every day. And I think the consumer is just inundated with excess at this point. And, you know, Merit is really the antidote to the sort of 50 shade palette dropping every week. And I wanted it to represent, you know, curation and value. And really, you know, we only want to, we only want a spot in your makeup bag if we truly merit it. So that's kind of, you know, merit means value.
Okay. Well, everyone that's listening probably knows your brands. So I want to talk about you and how you got these brands. So first of all, take me back. How did you land your job at Elle and how long did you stay?
So I was at Elle probably just under 2 years. I was working in the nightlife industry here in Los Angeles. So I was working for a promoter and special event producer named Brent Bolthouse, who people may know from The Hills because they were on The Hills for a bit of time. But basically, it was my job to create the guest list for big corporate events and also weekly nightclubs. So I had deep connections to publicists, celebrities, models, really LA tastemakers at that time. And I was kind of, you know, I was that age myself. I was in my early 20s and, you know, at Elle and Elle Girl, because I worked for both Elle magazine and the teen magazine, the primary job of the West Coast editor was to book the covers and then also to kind of feed the New York team with new things that were coming out on the West Coast, restaurants, stores, hotels. So because I was so deeply connected into the community and into, you know, the people that they wanted to put on their covers, it was actually a really easy transition, even though I had never worked in magazines before. And really that was just me saying, hey, I'm obsessed with reading these magazines. Specifically, I loved the teen magazines. I thought they took a much more approachable position in fashion. And I one day just emailed everybody on the masthead of all of the teen magazines until somebody responded to me. And it was at the time, the West Coast editor of Elle Girl, who was just about to leave. But this was before, you know, LinkedIn. You couldn't, you know, you really couldn't find your way into these kind of companies. I found out that the advertising, the people that sold advertising at magazines, they did give out their email. So I took the email formula and then I would look in the magazines to see the sections that I liked. Okay, who edited the sections? And then I would apply that email formula. And that's really how it happened.
That is very scrappy. So from Elle, you had a meeting or you ended up meeting a woman that was going to be your partner. Is that where you guys met? So talk about that.
Yeah, Hillary Kerr. So Hillary is my co-founder and my first brand, Who What Wear. And Hillary was a fantastic editor and writer at Elle. And she had been in New York working for Elle, and she moved out to Los Angeles just as I was starting. So, you know, the West Coast offices of these major magazines are very tiny here in LA. It's usually just one ad sales representative, and there's no real, you know, culture or community there. So because she was pretty much the only other person that worked for Elle in the West Coast, we, you know, met and we hit it off and became friends for about a year prior. And then, you know, as I mentioned, I was in my early 20s. I was spending all of my time on the computer. And I was so frustrated that I couldn't get the same kind of content I was getting in a print magazine on the internet. And at that time, you know, e-commerce retailers were just starting to pop up. And I thought, you know, how cool is it that you can be in, you know, Kansas or Chicago and buy the same products now? Because it used to be you'd have to take a trip to one of the big cities, you know, go to the major department store there, you know, to get something that you've seen in a magazine. And now, you know, it was starting to become much more accessible. So I want.
And what year was this again?
This was probably early 2006, late 2005. So this was long before the iPhone. This was, you know, Facebook had just launched. It was exclusive to college students. I was spending time on MySpace and Friendster. Those were the two, you know, social networks. And I just kind of saw this opportunity to, you know, bring magazine sensibilities to the internet. And, you know, Hillary felt really strongly about making it more accessible. You know, at that point, it was really just the high-end fashion magazines. And we sort of felt like, you know, they felt very exclusive. They sort of spoke down to women. And, you know, we really wanted to create a very friendly and approachable voice in fashion.
And how long did you have the website before you launched Clothes?
So we started Who What Wear in October of 2006, and we launched our Who What Wear apparel collection in early 2016. So it was really 10 years later.
Wow.
And, you know,
wow.
Right when we launched Who What Wear in 2006, it was right about the same time that Target started doing the designer collaborations. And that was really the only way that you could get, you know, high trend fashion at really affordable prices in the US. You know, it was before fast fashion. It was before Topshop came over here. It was, you know, H&M was here, but it was more like basics than trend forward. And so from day one, Hillary and I said, wouldn't it be great to have a product line at Target where we could bring really, you know, trend forward pieces and everyday kind of closet staples to shoppers all over the country, because, you know, Target is known for making style accessible. And really, that's our whole mission at Who What Wear.
It still exists today, right?
It does. Yes, it is an extremely popular apparel line on the Target floor. We sell our accessories here through Nordstrom and Zappos. And we sell apparel and accessories in Europe through Zalando and ASOS and Selfridges. So still going strong. It's going to be 15 years.
Wow. And in my closet, I have a few of the pieces.
Oh, so I love that.
And they're not new, but I like them so much, you know, especially my black slim pants.
Yeah,
that
those
always
slim
work.
Pants are,
yeah.
Those were a real gift.
I mean, Yeah, no matter what you ate the night before or the week before, they always fit, no matter what. So thank you for those.
Thank you.
But I don't understand. And we're going to, there's a few other brands before we talk, really talk about Merit.
Yeah.
How are you able to do all of this? I'm sorry, that is a huge undertaking, just having one giant
yes.
successful brand.
Well, you know, I've had Who What Wear for 15 years, and that has been like the most amazing business school I could ever attend. And, you know, I got to a place where I had such a strong executive team under me. And, you know, we sort of had proven ourselves in consumer products with the launch of the Who What Wear collection. And, you know, we knew we wanted to get into beauty, but we weren't sure what our first beauty brand was going to be. So we went out and we, you know, did some research with our community. So, you know, Who What Wear reaches about 20 million women per month. And we went out and we said, you know, what are you missing, you know, when you're shopping for beauty? You know, where are you shopping? How much are you spending? Really to understand the behavior around beauty. We also went out to our advertising partners who are, you know, the world's top retailers. And we said, you know, what are you guys missing in your aisles? You know, what's the white space for you when the consumer comes in to shop? And we started to see a couple of patterns. And the first opportunity that came out of it was this idea that, you know, our community was shopping and discovering beauty products at drugstores. So over 60% of them were still buying everything, you know, at, you know, anywhere from a CVS to a Target to, you know, a Boots in the UK, but they wanted cleaner products. And if you looked at the drugstore aisle at the time, it really hadn't changed in about 50 years. You know, there weren't a lot of options. There weren't a lot of clean, you know, clean brands or, you know, certainly not anything being done in sustainability. So that was something that consumer was starting to ask for more and more. So we really developed this brand with our community, and that is the Verst skincare brand. And we launched Verst in about 1,450 Target stores last May. And, you know,
only last May?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
May of.
And how many SKUs?
23, I think it was. So it was a really ambitious launch. You know, I think, you know, typically as a new brand, you start direct to consumer, you then go into retail. Because of our strong relationships with the retailers, and we had such a successful partnership with Target, we decided to launch with them from day one, because what it allowed us to do was to use our volume to really drive down the costs of the formulas and drive up the quality. So we're able to deliver more like, you know, prestige and luxury quality formulations, you know, under $20 a product. So that was a really great way to launch Verst, to be able to pass on that kind of quality to the consumer.
And a very cool, chic packaging and brand. I mean, you know, I definitely responded to it the second I saw it.
Thank you.
It's visually very modern. And, you know, now everyone looks like that.
Yeah.
But you were the first.
Well, thank you.
Also, you have just launched a wine brand, which the girls in my office are saying how amazing it is with Cameron Diaz.
Oh, cool. Yes. I just launched an organic and clean wine brand called Aveline in July. And, you know, we had planned this summer launch of our brand, and then COVID hit and we weren't sure, you know, what to make of it. There was so much going on, you know, this summer, from the stay-at-home orders to the civil unrest. And we, you know, waited for a moment that we felt like was appropriate to bring the brand out to life. But it turns out it's a fantastic time to launch an alcohol brand.
Especially a clean one.
Yeah, I think for better or worse, you know, alcohol consumption is up in the U.S. And, you know, we're really happy to offer a sort of better for you solution. It's, you know, Aveline is made from organic grapes. We have no added sugar, color, concentrates, very minimal intervention, and it's absolutely delicious.
That's amazing. All right, it's on my list. So about a month ago, I'm someone that spends probably too much time on Instagram. Yeah. I'm a visual junkie. And about a month ago, I find this mood board, Instagram, and I'm like, what is this? And one by one, every day, there was one or two like phenomenal, cool pictures that a few of them I sent to my, you know, team to say, look at how cool this is. Look at how cool that is. And then I guess it is now morphed into the Instagram for Merit. So tell me about this.
Yeah. So we wanted to start kind of building the community around the brand, but we're not ready to quite yet just announce it. And so we put up a mood board, a visual mood board on Instagram, where we started curating images that, you know, resonated with me personally and that I felt represent, you know, the aesthetic of the brand and kind of our DNA. And so we started developing a great little community on Instagram and then revealed the name of the brand just a couple of weeks ago.
Well, so tell me about the products, because really that's what a makeup brand is really about the product.
Sure. So Merit is a brand built around minimalist beauty. And, you know, it's really for women like myself who want to look like themselves, but better. You know, throughout our research, and we worked with about 4,000 different community members throughout the development of Merit. But one of the quotes that came out of it that I thought was so telling is someone said, I'd rather be complimented on my skin, not my makeup. So it's this idea that we don't want to look like we're wearing any makeup. We want to look like ourselves, but better. We want to look natural. We want to look polished and pulled together. And, you know, I had a hard time fitting in as a consumer about 4 years ago when I started working on Merit, because I wanted cleaner products. You know, I had always gravitated towards, you know, the amazing legacy brands like, you know, Clinique and Bobbi Brown and Lancome and Stila and all of these brands that, you know, were known for a more natural look. But when I got pregnant with my son, I went to use my normal lip products and I instantly became nauseous. And I couldn't figure out why. You know, could be scented, unscented. And I, at one point, tried an organic tinted lip balm. And somebody had sent it. It was a kind of a PR submission. It ended up on my desk. I put it on. I went into a meeting. And about 30 minutes into the meeting, I realized, God, I'm not nauseous. That's so weird. Because now whenever I put anything on, I get sick. And so I ran out after the meeting to our beauty editors. And I said, okay, guys, what's the deal here? What do I need to know? What's really in this? What do I need to know about clean? Like, how important is it to me right now? And so I started to learn. And then, of course, I had my son, and you realize you have this tiny newborn that you're putting your face up against and you're kissing all over. And you think, okay, I've got to clean up my act a little bit now that I know what is actually in some of this stuff. And when I went out to shop, I didn't feel like I connected with any of the clean brands on the market. You know, none of them gave me that feeling of being part of a brand, part of a lifestyle. So I really wanted to create a brand, you know, that was for women like me, that provided a sense of luxury and experience, but clean, really effective formulations that lasted all day because I work, you know, long hours. Our formulations are made for daytime. So there's not a lot of iridescence, strong bronzing, all of the things that have become so popular on Instagram. That's definitely not us. So yeah, Merit was really made to reimagine luxury beauty by making it clean, well-edited, and accessible. So our prices are about 30% below traditional luxury brands.
And talk about the different products. You just announced it. And
yes,
within this week, people are going to start, you know, ordering it and getting it.
Yes. Yeah, so it all starts with a product called the Minimalist. And the Minimalist is not a foundation and not a concealer, but it will replace both in your makeup bag. And it comes from this idea that I want to look like I'm wearing no makeup, but I definitely need coverage in certain areas. So it's this sort of complexion stick that you swipe on only on the areas that you need it. So I've got redness around my mouth, my, you know, nose is a little pink, I've got dark circles, I've got some discoloration or a blemish, I tap that on. I leave as much of my natural skin showing as possible. And then I take our beautiful brush number one, and I basically blend the complexion stick product into the rest of my skin. And you really can't see where the makeup begins and the skin ends. We also have a beautiful highlighter called Dayglow, which is, a very sort of translucent, dewy highlighter. And that is really because, you know, I would try to buy a highlighter and I would go into my conference room lighting and I would see the iridescence or I would see the glitter, and I just can't have that, you know, in a meeting. So I just wanted to look dewy and healthy. And that's what Dayglow does. It's basically translucent, though it comes in two different hues, a rose gold and kind of a white gold. It's super hydrating. It won't clog pores. In fact, if you want an all over hydrating look, you can really apply it all over your face. And then we've got our blush, which is Flush Bomb. And that is somewhere in between a cream and a stain. So I love a cream blush, but when I apply it, I just can't stand it when it sits on top of the rest of my makeup and doesn't sort of blend in. And so this starts out as a cream, and then as you rub it in, it kind of turns to a stain, absorbing right into your natural skin texture.
Sounds fabulous.
Yes.
Yeah. How many colors?
So the blush comes in 5 colors. The Minimalist comes in, I think it's 21. Wow. The highlighter comes in 2. And so we're launching with 7 items, basically, and it's all you need to do your makeup in 5 minutes and nothing you don't.
And did you work with a makeup artist?
No, we worked with our community and a product development expert. I have since had many makeup artists and many different industry people test all of the formulations and give feedback through the process. We knew what we wanted, and we wanted this specific, you know, color and consistency and feel, and we're able to get that. The complexion stick literally took about 3 years.
And talk to me about the packaging.
Sure. So if you know anything about our brand Verst, we have a pretty impressive ethical platform. So we have eliminated a tremendous amount of virgin material, including plastic and paper. Sustainability is an incredibly important part of our beauty brands. And, you know, Merit is no different. For example, the Minimalist is made with 49% post-consumer recycled plastic. But we wanted, you know, really chic, elevated components. The first 3 products that you use, the Minimalist, the Dayglow, and the Flush Bomb, our blush, they can all be applied with one hand. And that was really important to me too, kind of these efficient components, because I was doing my makeup in the car on my way to work. Now, of course, I'm home, but I still only have about 5 minutes to do it. So we're using really beautiful colors.
And are you launching direct to consumer only or first?
We are launching direct to consumer on January 12th. And, you know, I love to partner with world-class brick and mortar retailers. So I'm sure I'll be announcing a great partnership really soon.
Oh, cool. No, it's okay. First of all, I don't even know what I should ask you next. Like, what's next? What else could be?
I'm really excited to continue to work on the brands that I have right now. You know, a few of them have been a long time in the making. You know, we were working on Aveline for 2 years before that came out. So I'm just happy to have everything out into the world and to continue to develop great products.
What do you struggle with? Like, what are you struggling with right now? Or nothing?
Just, I think the besides the pandemic, the world is, and I mean, I think like, you know, the challenge, and this year has been no exception, is keeping up with the changing consumer behavior. So a pandemic can hit and can change our businesses overnight. A new technology platform can launch and change our businesses overnight. So to me, that's what keeps me up at night, is just, you know, being able to continue to anticipate to the best of our ability the changing consumer behavior, and then just being really ready to react when something comes our way that we don't expect.
Yes. Well, I'm probably, by the time, you know, we all get vaccinated and things move on, there's going to be so many different things.
Yes.
But I think doing, you know, how is it launching from home?
You know, it's not been bad. It's, you know, I'm totally used to this now. I can't even, like, I almost can't remember what it was like to go to the office every day. And I was a big proponent of working from the office. I never thought this would be possible. We're totally used to it. I think the only difficult part is trafficking around, you know, formulations and component samples and all of that stuff. But it's been great. I just wish I could be, you know, interacting with the consumer in real life. That's what I miss.
Yeah. And, you know, I launched Jones Road, you know, definitely during the pandemic.
Yes.
And I find it so, so wonderful to be able to sit in my kitchen, turn on my Zoom, talk to the Today Show, talk to Elvis Duran, talk to the Instagram Live community. And then I close it and I have lunch with my husband.
Yes.
I think it's such a wonderful thing. I hope that doesn't change.
I know it's been a difficult year, but I think there are definitely some silver linings. And I absolutely love Jones Road. I was so excited to see you launching it. I have all of the products that you sent me, and I absolutely love them. I love the minty scent profile of the lip products.
But what I think is really amazing, because, you know, I launched my first brand, you know, I don't even know how old you are, but over 30 years
yes,
ago, almost.
I was there.
So, okay. So I'm just saying, we never had relationships with other founders, with other experts. I mean, yeah. If you saw another makeup artist somewhere, you would like give them the evil eye. And now what I find, the new generation, which you are such a big part of, is so kind and so giving and so, oh, let me introduce you to that person. I mean, you and I have had, you know, Zoom meetings to talk about different things that we're doing. And you know what? I just find it such a wonderful change. And so thank you for being a big, you know, part of that.
Of course. I mean, listen, I think beauty's like fashion. No one wears one brand, you know, head to toe, forehead to chin, top of the head to the toes, right? Everybody mixes and matches. So to me, like, I would be thrilled to be in a makeup bag with Jones Road.
And you know what, honestly, like, we, anything that's good, there's room for it.
Totally.
You know, think about five of your favorite, you know, sweaters from different brands. Like, you wouldn't want to do without them.
Exactly.
So since this is called Beyond the Beauty, I always like to ask my guests the same question.
Okay.
What does beauty mean to you?
Beauty to me means feeling good, honestly. And I've always thought about beauty pretty holistically. And now I guess that would mean wellness. But, you know, I think feeling great from the inside out. So no matter how much great makeup I buy, or, you know, the hair color that I get from my top salon, unless I am feeling healthy on the inside, I'm just not going to look right. So it's a really holistic feeling to me. And I think it's, you know, psychological as well. It's much more than just skin deep, as they say.
And a couple speed round questions. What is your favorite cocktail?
Aveline Spritzer, of course.
Ah, of course, of course. Mine's a shot of tequila. What's the last TV show you binged?
Oh, the last one that I binged was Tehran. Have you seen Tehran?
Have not.
Oh, so good. Highly recommend
so
it.
Good.
But I binge on a regular basis Vanderpump Rules, which is my favorite show. I just watch old seasons and it kind of like makes me feel safe.
Oh, okay. I missed that. I missed that one too.
Well, that's the best show on television. So
okay.
You really should go
all
back
right.
to that one, season one.
I will check. What do you do when you're having a really bad day?
I go hug my son.
Oh, how old?
He's three.
He's three.
Yeah, such a great age.
What's his name?
Sebastian.
And what is the last thing you did for fun?
Oh, the last thing I did for fun was probably go on a walk with Sebastian, actually. We did that yesterday. And just, I love to just lay in bed and watch TV. Is that crazy? That's so fun to me.
So do I.
Okay.
That's my favorite thing.
Okay, good.
So Well, I would love to continue this one time, anytime, when we're not recording, you know.
Anytime.
You got my number, and I'm such a huge fan of yours, honestly. If people don't know you now, they will know you. You're going to be one of those, you know, icons in the industry.
Oh, thank you,
so,
Bobby.
Congratulations.
You are an icon. So thank you so much for spending time with me.
All right. Well, thanks so much and good luck with everyone.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.